Hey, this morning I want to take my time to share a little bit again. One last time, coming up on Sunday, this Sunday, Atlantic going to celebrate 150 years of existence. How do you like that?
All right.
All right. Party time. Now, everybody keep your fingers crossed on the weather.
I was going to be my first question. Do we have a rain date?
Nope. Okay. The rain date is Sunday. It's happening one way or the other. If we have to move indoors for some things, we will. But no, we've got lots of stuff going on. We'll have some fun this Sunday. We hope you are a part of it. And by the way, this message isn't just for folks who live here in Atlantic. There are an awful lot of folks who have connections to Atlantic. You might live in another community. You may work here. You may have friends here. You may have gone to school here. There are a lot of things that connect you to a community. So we are not exclusive. We are not locking the door. It is wide open to anybody who wants to come on in and have a little party. We have organized and coordinated a block party coming up this Sunday. You may have heard about it. Kind of hope you have. We're going to celebrate Atlantic's 150th, their sesquicentennial, this Sunday, August 19th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that'll be at the Atlantic Middle School complex. It'll be right behind, right adjacent to the Trojan Bowl. It's where it'll be, back there in the parking lot area and around that area. We are going to have a lot of things set up to do. And when I say we've coordinated, we've planned, well, I'm not trying to take all the credit because we've got a lot of help. We've got a lot of folks involved in this, from the school to, this could go in a lot of different directions. Pretty much everybody's had a hand in this, it seems like, at one time or another. But we've had an awful lot of fun doing this. A little frustration at times, but a lot of fun doing this. We hope to have a lot of fun on Sunday, too, and following through. We are going to have lots of things going on. We've got a number of businesses that will be involved. They'll have some tables set up and some areas there where you can stop by and take a look at some things and see some stuff and learn a little bit more, maybe have a little fun there, too. We've got some churches and some different community groups that are going to be a part of Sunday as well. Looking at some of these, now I know I may forget some things, but I've got some of this stuff, a lot of it written down here. I know Arise, the Arise group, will be here. They will be doing some historical presentations. They've been working on some of those during the year and making those presentations down at the Old Armory, the Atlantic Memorial, the American Legion Memorial Building here in Atlantic. But they will be putting those presentations on. In fact, we'll have them in a room just adjacent to the gymnasium there at the Schuller Gym, where we'll be serving food. I'll tell you more about the food here in a bit, but they'll be making a presentation, several presentations, I think three of them during the course of the day, focusing on different aspects of Atlantic's history. And it'll be a video presentation there. There won't be any homework. There won't be any tests, but you will be in a classroom. Maybe it'll bring back some good memories, too, I hope. But they'll have some fun with that. Also, Steve Livengood with Arise is going to bring one of his Jeeps up here, too, so you can kind of see, experience some of that, too. Also, speaking of vehicles, the Atlantic Fire Department will be offering some fire truck rides for the kids and the adults, I suppose. I know, you were thinking, why not me?
Yeah, I don't think I ever have had a ride on a fire truck.
I don't think I ever have either. I should try that sometime. They'll be offering some fire truck rides, and I think they're going to have maybe the parade truck and things up here, too, just for folks to kind of see and take a look at there, too. So I appreciate the Atlantic Fire Department doing that. The Atlantic Police will also be part of the day, too, in a good way. They're going to be doing some fingerprints. Not because you've done wrong, but because we're trying to protect ahead of time. So if you've never had your child fingerprinted, they'll be doing some of those kinds of things, too, and have some fun kid stuff there for you. We also have some other groups and organizations that will be doing some things, too. The Atlantic FFA will have some different types of kids' activities and demonstrations, and they have their sweet corn plot that the Atlantic FFA does every year. They may have some corn there for you, too, so you may want to check that out. The Atlantic PEO is going to, they've been working on a cutout. You've seen those old-time cutouts, you know, stick your head through it, take a picture type of thing. I think it's going to be like old-timey thing with looking like you're in front of the depot. So they were working on that. So we'll see what they come up with there. Hopefully that'll be a lot of fun for folks. And it won't cost you anything. They're not going to provide a camera, the pictures, or anything. Everybody's got a camera in their pocket these days, right? You got your cell phone, so just stick your head through there, take a picture, have some fun with that. Also, we have the Atlantic Elks Lodge will be bringing their fire trailer along. Now, I saw that up here at the Cass County Fair just a few weeks ago. They've been bringing that at different locations, so if the ever wondered what it's like to be involved in a situation like that, let's hope you never are. But if you are, like everything else in this world, it's good to be prepared, especially for the youngsters. So it gives you kind of a feel of what it's like to be caught in a situation like that and help you figure out how to get out of there. Also, the Atlantic Lions will be doing some cornhole games. The Atlantic BPW will have bag toss games for the kids as well. We'll have the St. Paul's Lutheran Church here in Atlantic will be sponsoring a hymn sing in the auditorium. That'll be at 1 o'clock. That'll be in the middle school auditorium there. The auditorium will be a busy place on Sunday. The Atlantic E-Free Church will be providing a free showing of the movie I Can Only Imagine. That'll be in the auditorium. That'll be just after 3 o'clock. You'll wander up there at 3. They have a youth pastor who I'm told is a pretty proficient balloon animal artist, and also a bit of a magician, so he's going to be doing a little show there too, and then they'll get you ready. I think there's even some free popcorn along with the movie. That's a free showing, by the way, of a movie that was a very popular movie in the theaters just a few months ago, so if you haven't had a chance to see it, there's your chance to do it at the right price. And if you have seen it, well, nothing wrong with seeing it again, right? Good movies you see several times. They live forever. So I get a chance to get out and do some of those things, too. Also, I want to give thanks to the Atlantic Kiwanis and the Atlantic Boy and Girl Scouts, because they're going to be involved in helping to serve you food. You're going to like them, because they're going to help get you lunch during the day as well. We'll have plenty of places for you to sit. We're going to be serving a luncheon in the Schuller Gymnasium. That's where they do their lunches for the school during the day. So we're going to use the same lunch line. You'll wander in, take care of business. Lunch, by the way, is $150 because we're celebrating 150 years. So $150 is the cost for lunch.
$150?
put the decimal point in the right spot there. Yeah, no. It sounded more dramatic when I said it was $150. No, buck and a half, that's it.
All right.
Buck and a half.
And what are we having?
Well, we're having pulled pork sandwiches, we're having baked beans, we're having chips, we're having, what else do we have there? Your drink is included, we'll have a bottle of water for you, and you're going to get a cupcake.
All right.
As well, because it's a birthday thing. We just thought it would be easier than cutting cake, just have cupcakes made. So we got a whole lot of cupcakes coming, so please show up and enjoy our food, because I like cupcakes, but I don't want a whole lot of leftover cupcakes. We gotta have some fun with that and make sure we get them all out of there. So, yeah, we have had a lot of folks that have helped us out along the way. Of course, both of the grocery stores here in Atlantic, Fairway and Hy-Vee, have been helping to play ball with us on this, and we appreciate that. Atlantic Bottling has helped us with the effort there, too, with the drinks. So we've got, Frito-Lay has helped us with the chips. Cookies has helped us with the barbecue sauce, a Country Hearth with the buns. So yeah, we've had a lot of great success there, and the two lockers here in the community as well, Atlantic Locker and Henningsen Processing, both helping us out as well with the stuff that we need there too. So yeah, I'm trying to get through all of this and make sure I get everybody mentioned, but it's so hard to do because we've had so many different folks involved. Oh, Atlantic Rising will be doing some face painting for the kids too. As I look through my list here and remember what all I've got. There's so much going on, it's just hard to keep track of everything. But we've asked a bunch of community groups and churches and things, and many of them have responded very well. So we hope to have a really, really fun day, a community day.
Do you have any special guests coming?
We might.
You might.
We might.
All right.
Okay. Actually, we do. at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Are you my straight man today?
I'm trying to help you out here in case you forget something.
Helping lead me down the path. Yeah, 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, we're going to take a little time to wander over into the Trojan Bowl, and we are going to have some fun with an Atlantic native, a 1965 Atlantic High School graduate. Ed Podolak will be there. Ed, of course, starred at the at Atlantic High School, and they had some great teams back then. It wasn't just him. There were an awful lot of good players back in that era, but they won they went 23 straight games without a loss at one point. A couple of undefeated seasons in a row, and they had a great era then. And he went on to, of course, star at the University of Iowa, and then later on at with the Kansas City Chiefs, and now for over 30 years he's been a broadcaster with the Iowa Hawkeye football broadcasts. And Ed will be back on Sunday afternoon. At 2 o'clock we'll be honoring him. We'll be renaming the street. In fact, probably later on today you'll see the signs go up. We'll have the, and we want to thank the Atlantic City Council and the leadership there and the mayor for doing what they did. It's City Hall 2 to help make all that happen, so that was awesome. But we're going to change the name of 11th Street in front of the school there to Ed Podolak Drive. So we'll be dedicating that and have a special presentation. Keeping our fingers crossed that everything works out well. We're hoping to have some other special guests there that day, too, to help celebrate. And we're going to also maybe even have some folks wearing some Chiefs and Hawkeyes colors during the day. You never know.
Cool.
And that'll be available. He said he'll be here around 12:30, so he'll get you a little bit of time. We've got some handouts for you there, too, and you'll have an opportunity to grab some of those, get some autographs and some photos and what have you. So, yeah, make sure you stop on by. We should have a lot of fun. It's meant to be just a block party. That's why we call it a block party, because it's meant to be one giant block party. We just want to have a lot of fun. We've got plenty of food, so don't worry about that. Come on out and enjoy. And where else are you going to get a full luncheon for a buck and a half? You're not going to find that very often at all. You're welcome. So come on out and enjoy. There's no reason not to. We hope you get out and have a good time. We'll have seating in the Schuler Gymnasium there for folks who would rather be indoors for the seating. We also have a big tent that's being put up tomorrow, so we'll have an opportunity for you to sit outside under the tent if you prefer some shade and a little breeze. Then we'll get you covered there, too, and we'll have lots of things going on. Oh, the YMCA. I almost forgot. Bounce houses. You can't have an event around this community without the YMCA bounce houses, right? You got to have all that stuff going on. We've got so much going on, I just can't even remember anymore. So, yeah, it's been just terrific. A lot of overwhelming response from folks. So we appreciate that, and we'll appreciate it a lot more after folks walk away with a smile on their face on Sunday. So hope you get a chance to come on out. And, again, that's an open invitation to everyone. Share that. Tell folks. If you're on Facebook, seems like everybody is these days except me, make sure you get on there and tell everybody about it. Share that information. We've got that information up on our Facebook page, too. Let folks know, and make sure you stop on out after church or wherever else you're doing on Sunday. Make sure you swing on by to the Atlantic Middle School. That's from 11 to 3 this Sunday. Just meant to be a good family time.
And if you're from out of town, where is the middle school?
Middle school, well, the address is 1100 Lynn Street, but yeah, it's right in the middle of town.
Middle of town.
Hard to miss it. Look for the lights at the football stadium. Yep. It'll be right next to that.
Not the high school.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, we're going to get everybody, too, after we get everybody in the Trojan Bowl for the Podolak presentation, then we're going to try to get everyone down on the football field, and we're going to try to, I guess it's not spell out, but we're going to try to do 150 on there. And we've got a drone lined up to take some photos and video and stuff like that. So if you want to be memorialized forever in the history and the annals of Atlantic, this is your opportunity there, too, to be a part of that. So, yeah, we got a lot planned. Whew. Again, keep your fingers crossed that the weather is awesome.